Ken Weeb from the Winnipeg Sun joins us now. Ken, how you doing?
Very well, Jay. Thanks for having me. How are you?
I'm excellent. When I look at the Jets, the thing I see missing is they just don't have those elite finishers like St. Louis has in Tarasenko, or Chicago has, or Dallas has, you know, even Parise in Minnesota. And that's maybe the hindrance for their team. Is that a fair assessment, or are they losing games for other reasons?
Yeah, no, there's some concern with the secondary scoring, sure, but the reason they're losing games, Jay, quite frankly, their defense, team defense, has struggled immensely. Goals against way up from last year. They're scoring more, but they're also giving up way more goals. So naturally, the goaltending was, I would say, mediocre to below average for a good chunk of the portion, but the team defense was certainly letting them down as well. Connor Hellebuyck has come in and sort of stabilized the position with Andrei Pavlik being out. He's going to start again tonight, the young rookie NHLer anyway. But their team defense has not been good enough. It's been trending a little bit better of late, but that's the biggest reason. And discipline, again, it's something we've talked about a ton the last 2 years. They're taking too many undisciplined penalties, and it's caught up with them for sure.
What's Paul Maurice been saying about it? Has he benched some guys for the undisciplined actions?
Dustin Byfuglien did take a seat the other night in Chicago after taking two minors in the middle period. So he missed about a 6 to 7 minutes, which is one of the more significant benchings since Maurice came on board. He did this something similar to Zach Bogosian before he was moved to Buffalo after similar circumstance with penalties. But the Jets need their top guns, so they haven't been benching them a whole lot, but Byfuglien had a better period after taking a seat, so wouldn't be surprised to see that happen a little bit more. But the discipline has come around a little bit more of late. But, you mentioned the scoring. Outside of the top two lines, the Jets have not gotten enough from their bottom six. You know, Mark Scheifele is leading the team in goals now with 11. Blake Wheeler, Brian Little have been scoring, but they do definitely need some more from their big guns as well if they want to make a push here in the Central, which has been a challenge for a lot of teams, especially the Jets, who are only 3-9 in their division going into tonight's game against St. Louis. So that's the difference between being outside the line or inside.
Ken Weeb joins us from the Winnipeg Sun. Ken, one of the big conversation pieces in Winnipeg is what are they going to do with free agents? Andrew Ladd's a UFA. Dustin Byfuglien's a potential UFA. Now, Trouba's an RFA, and so he's in a little bit of a different boat. And I think he doesn't even have arbitration rights, so there's not much he can do on that front. But when you look at Ladd and Byfuglien specifically, what do you see happening in those negotiations? Do you see one of them getting traded before the deadline rather than risk losing them for nothing, or are they going to hold tight and feel confident they can get a contract?
Yeah, that's the million-dollar question around these parts for sure. Not quite at Steven Stamkos mania levels like they're having in Tampa Bay or in Toronto specifically tonight, but it's a big question mark for the Jets, obviously. I think they're still going to get one of them signed for sure. If they don't see progress, though, I think there is a legitimate chance that they would have to move both players. I don't think the Jets are in a position where they can risk getting nothing in return and seeing both guys walk. I think there's been more substantial talks happening with Ladd, and I think they're going to come in around 6 years, but it's the money that still is sort of separating the two sides. In terms of Byfuglien, I think Byfuglien loves playing in Winnipeg. I think he is open to staying, but it's going to take a Brent Seabrook or a Mark Giordano type of contract in order to get that done, whether it's 6, 7, or 8 years at just under $7 million. So, the Jets do have some salary cap room, but they do have, six key players going into free agency, including also Mark Scheifele, Adam Lowry, and Michael Hutchinson. So, Lowry and Hutchinson, they're not having great years, so I don't think those will be tough signs, especially, as you mentioned, without the Arb rights. But Scheifele and Trouba are two pillars for the future, and we're about to find out in the next couple months if Ladd and Byfuglien are part of that as well. But that could be part of the, again, I'm not going to point to that specifically, but the fact that the captain and one of the biggest players and leaders in the room are unsigned. I know Paul Maurice denied it today, and all the players have said it's not a big deal, but that question hanging over the franchise, I think, certainly can't be helping in any regard.
One last one for you, Ken. Speaking of Scheifele, I know he has teamed up with Adam Oates to be a skills coach, has worked with him. Oates has done wonders with Teddy Purcell in Edmonton. Have you seen significant differences in Scheifele's game?
You know what? I think he was trending this way to begin with, but Mark Scheifele is a hockey junkie, and this is just a natural fit. I had a chance to talk to Adam Oates briefly when he was here visiting Mark in Winnipeg, and I do think that that's a great resource for him to lean on. Again, is it showing right away in his game? I don't know, but he certainly is a guy who has a great shot, Sakic-type release. He's getting it off more, and I think having a guy like Oates, a Hall of Famer, to bounce some ideas with was a great idea. For someone who's already been training with Gary Roberts, and just another way to all round out his game. So, smart call, and I think we'll see those things, as the season progresses and as his career progresses for sure.
Ken, great to catch up with you. It'll be very interesting. I know in Tampa Bay they're following Stamkos. I actually think there's a local radio station that has placards made signed Stamkos for the Toronto game. It's ridiculous. But I'm not sure teams will be doing that for Ladd or Bufflin, but I'm sure Jets fans will be getting nervous with every passing week that neither one of those guys is re-signed.
Yeah, no, you're bang on, and we'll look forward to seeing you next week here when the Jets are in town.